a Radio 191 FM podcast.
Now we are here with a great artist. We have Juju Lips on the line, coming on to talk about their new EP, the Superstar EP. Morena, Juju Lips, how are you going?
Kia ora, kia ora. I am good. How are you?
Nice. Yeah, I'm groovy. I'm grooving out in the studio. It's a good time. Amazing. It's a lovely morning. I assume you're based in Tamaki Makaurau?
I am, but right now I'm actually in Melbourne. I did a show yesterday, but you know, yeah.
Nice, yeah. Nice. Are you, is being in Melbourne making you think maybe you should move to Melbourne?
Oh, you know what? I really love the Melbourne art scene. I think it's gorgeous. I just literally spent like a month in China. So for me, I'm like, let me just keep going and doing things. I don't know if I could. It's not a no and it's not a yes, is what I'll say. Yeah. Because it's just such an amazing place, amazing food, amazing, you know, creative scene, amazing live music scene. But then I'm also like, but the sky's the limit, you know? Where else could my feet land?
Yeah, how was China? That'd be a pretty cool experience.
Oh my God, it was fire. That was like, that was like the most amazingly crazy for me, amazingly crazy fire experience. I actually went to China to write a project, but we will talk about that next year when it's coming.
Okay.
And yeah, like going there for a month was so insane. And just doing it really like the locals was really, really, really cool. Just the best experience. Honestly, just the best experience. I feel like when I do something, I really dive into it. You know, like it's like, oh, we could go for a holiday for like a week. And I'm like, 6 weeks. Yeah, 5 to 6 weeks is good.
From dawn till dusk, up exploring the new country. That's a cool vibe.
Absolutely. Being inspired, writing, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, you got to make the most of it when you're in a place like China. I mean, you can't just hang around the hotel or the Airbnb or wherever you're staying. You got to go out and explore and eat the food. And like, I just love to walk around. It looks insane. It looks awesome.
Oh, freaking insane. Like, I was able to shoot. I'm going to say this and then I'm going to stop saying it because this is really for next year. I was able to shoot, like, these music videos there and to have, like, just the background and like make friends with such dope people. Yeah, it was real amazing. It was real amazing. But you know what? We'll come back to talk on this exact vibe next year. Mm-hmm. So it's okay.
We will indeed. We will indeed. Let's talk about the EP now. The EP opens with the track Night Shift, which is inspired by your time doing a graveyard shift while yearning for more and yearning for the ability to be less trapped by capitalism, as I've heard you say. Were you working in hospo or were you working in a certain other industry? What was the night shift?
Do you know what? I'm actually not going to say the specific one because I dislike it so much, but it was, I'll say it was around the lines of helping our New Zealand road system.
Oh, gosh. Work. Oh, well. Gosh. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I assume,
you know what I mean?
Were you a lollipop person?
No, I wasn't. I have done that job and I just I would say like half a step up, no, like maybe a step up from that, but it just, no, it was different. It was different from that, but it was in that realm. Like I would say or sort of overseeing colleagues of mine who were doing like the lollipops, like around that vibe.
Okay. Okay.
Just man, wasn't for me. You know what I mean.
I imagine it's quite an unsatisfying kind of job, especially with someone of your creative talents. So yeah, I mean, big respect to everyone who does work in the industry, obviously. But I mean, it's not, you know, it's for certain people.
Yes. You know? Thank you for your service.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, and for sure. I mean, I also think I was. I mean, it's a good and a bad thing because it inspired this entire project. You know how you just did, you know, working in that kind of service. Yeah, like I was surrounded by 99% men and not like sweet, fun, nice guys. No, not really.
You're surrounded by blokes.
Like, I mean, but we're talking about blokes. And not even the nice blokes, because you can get some real fire blokes.
You can.
You know what I mean?
You can.
But this was not the kind at all. But it inspired this entire EP and it also pushed me to understand what it is that I am going for fully in life and doing it so hard out. Like, I would literally finish work at 5 a.m. and then be in the studio at 10 a.m. And I think doing that consistently for so long was really tiring, was really draining, but it also instilled this, like, just the power within me. Like, okay, we've got a goal and we're going to go get it. This is hard, but we're going to do this. And I think doing that has now made me realize I can do anything. I can do anything.
In the words of, I think, Kelly Clarkson, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. I think that's Kelly Clarkson.
That is, and it is. Okay. And period.
Awesome. Yeah. Awesome.
What doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
On the track DSMW, which stands for Don't Smoke My Weed, you're coming at certain people who are chiefing all your doinks. Is that a regular occurrence?
You know, it actually is. But here's the thing. It's meant to be shared, so it's not actually an issue. But okay. Here's the thing. Mm. I was working this full-on night shift job and doing the studio, like, every single day. So I would finish the job, my work night shift job, at... So it would start at 7 p.m., finish at 5 a.m., and then studio was from 5 a.m. to 5 p.m. So I would have, like, 2 hours or 1 hour of sleep. And this one day, I finished studio and I didn't have work that day. I was, like, all good. I'm going home. I'm going to have a fat sesh. You know, it's going to be so nice. And as I'm closing off the session, my friend texts me and he's like, hey, babe, I've just run out. So I'm just going to smoke yours. And then when you come, we can grab some. The way I was like, don't smoke my weed. And literally, that's how we came up with that song. We did a little scat in voice notes. And then I was like, okay, but the session's over and I need to run out. So that before they smoke my shit. So... then we came back the next day, wrote the track. You know, that's how it is. And every track in this EP has a story like that. You know, every track is there for a reason. It's very intentional. Yeah, I love it. I really love this project.
Mm-hmm. Well, I want to get the story behind Game Over. Besides the Game Over, sorry. A very relatable song for anyone who's dabbled in the green. On Game Over, there's some very digital, punchy sound effects that come in to emphasize your verses at certain points throughout the song. That and the knife unsheathing sound effect give it a very video game feel, which begs me to ask you, are you a gamer?
Okay, I feel ashamed to say this. I'm not a gamer. I'm not. I know. I'm sorry.
You're using our sounds, man. How dare you?
Do you know, and it is a bit unacceptable, and you have pulled me out, and I'm somebody. I'll take it. You know what I mean? I'll take it. Was I inspired? Yes. Are we going to fault me? Yes, and that's fine. But the song is fire, so... You go listen to the song and you imagine the game. I'm more of a spectator to others gaming. Mm. Like, maybe it's my ADHD that I'm like, the fingers are moving so fast and I don't know how you're killing everyone so well, but you know, I don't know. I'm a spectator to the game and I respect the game. So
fair enough.
Yeah, and Game Over was also to let everyone know it's game over for these hoes. So say it out. Yeah.
Oh, that's fantastic. That's fantastic. The cover of the EP features your alter ego, Superstar Juju, who's kind of an expression of an unmatchable tour de force of power and, I guess, res. When did you start embodying that character?
The character was actually the thing that I kept seeing every time I clocked in. You know, I would clock in and I'm someone that writes lyrics all the time. Like, it'll be little verses that just come randomly to my head, and I just remember I'll be clocking in doing this job that I hated, and I would just like look in the distance and they would be like, imagine like out of the clouds this like angelic futuristic goddess comes down and it's like, oh, I would just constantly see that. And it was like this version of me that was this strong, successful woman that was very sure of what she was doing and very sure of where she was going, and that's how that entire image came about. I think that I have her in me. I think I just have that character within me now. Mm-hmm. After I've done that job, and like I feel like being done with that, it's like, oh, I'm now morphing into that character. So I think it's slowly building, but it's one that was just imagined in my head, and I just keep envisioning this, just a successful star, the superstar. And that's how we got to that one.
Oh, beautiful. I think it's such a cool you know, alter ego. It's so awesome. And I think it really feeds into...
Thank you.
Oh, of course. I think it feeds into some of the influences that you've mentioned throughout your career, such as Lekele 47, Nicki Minaj and Rico Nasty, which I think mix perfectly, because I think Lekele 47 comes out in the weed raps. Superstar Juju, I think, definitely has ties to a certain, like, bubblegum Nicki Minaj kind of era, and I think the Rico Nasty influence shines through with your determination and on the track Free, where you're yelling Free in a real unhinged way, which is fantastic to listen to. Really, really excellent way to close off the EP. If you had to pick a favorite from that trio, though, who are we going with?
Oh my goodness. That's really hard, because you know how the barbs be? Mm-hmm. You know how they be?
Oh, so I do, yeah.
I could say the wrong answer here. So much love to the queen. I have so much love for the queen. But as I've made this project, I've been really enjoying exploring so many different just genres and so many different places my vocals can take me, and just jumping on so many different productions. So I would actually say, I'm going to say Rico Nasty.
Oh, nice.
It would either be Rico Nasty or Lekele 47, only because I just feel like they're a bit wilder. You know, they just have that. They just have that. That runness about them. Nicki is Nicki. Okay, anybody listening? Nicki is Nicki Minaj. Her name will never be disrespected. Queen of rap, yes.
But I think you can pull her up on some things. But I mean, you don't want to be too. You don't want to be too mean about it. You don't want to be too mean about it.
Yeah, absolutely. Queen of rap, everything. But I just think Rico just has this flair that I really love about her. And also, that's the same with Kelly 47. They're just very unique and very much so themselves, and I'm brilliant at the art, and yeah, I'm really inspired by that.
Yeah, for sure. We don't have too much time here on the program, so I really want to thank you for your time, but I do want to ask two quick questions. We were talking before the interview about our favourite hip-hop releases of the year. I want to know if you could give us your top two, and if you'll be playing any shows in the South Island anytime soon.
Oh, that's very, very good questions, because I would say two best albums. One of them, they would both go to Girls, but I'm gonna do it differently, just because I love the Girls. But still, I would say Glorilla or Meg. So I'm gonna say Glorilla's project was mm-hmm. fire, mm-hmm. and then I'm gonna say Denzel Curry, just because I remember Denzel Curry last minute, just before, and I just remembered how great his project was. Yeah. Is. So those are my two faves. And do I have some shows in the South Island? Wow, Zach, you ask? I do.
Fantastic.
Yeah, I'm playing Electric Ave, mm-hmm. which is fire. Electric Ave is fire. Mm-hmm. And then I don't know if I can actually announce this second one. I don't know if I can announce the second one, but I've got another one. Just go follow me on the socials, okay. And you'll see. And I promise you, my live shows are the shit. They are my favorite thing to do. And I'm going to be performing all these new fire tracks. So if you see me in your city, come through. Come through. Juju Lips, come through. Yeah.
Man, I would love to come through. I heard really good things about your Camp Aloha show. So yeah, I'd be very keen to see some time. But yeah, no, thank you so much for coming on the show. Really appreciate it. And we'll definitely be bumping that EP more.
Fire, thank you so much. Please have an amazing rest of your day.
Yeah, take care. Alright folks, that was Juju Lips. We're talking about their new EP, Superstar, which you can find all over the internet. We're going to play Don't Smoke My Weed from their EP, and then we're going to be joined by Hugo Butler from the band Big Sur, talk about their show at Pearl Diver. You're listening to The One. Here's some Juju Lips.
Bye!
This was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more at r1.co.nz or wherever quality content is found.